Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Business Blitz on the Melting Pot Radio Network. I am your host, Daniel Trawick, along with my partner in progress, Miss Danny Wright. Danny, how you doing tonight, girl?
I'm doing all right, man. I'm here. We made it.
God is good. God is good. I'm happy that you're here, and we're going to get through this together. Teamwork make the dream work, Danny. You ready?
I'm ready.
Awesome, awesome. Now, you guys know how the show goes. We are Business Blitz, a business and entrepreneurship show where we bring on different guests who are business owners who has a certain profession that they are in, and we want to give you as much information as possible to pour into you, the things that they do, the things that they go through as entrepreneurs, and to you know, help you get more of an understanding of things that you may be interested in doing or things that you are doing and you want to get better at what you do. So today we have two great guests who will be joining us who are the founders of an organization called Her Foundation, and we are going to learn a little bit more about that and them as well. So without further ado, going to bring them on, Miss Zakira Ficklin and Megan Harrington. Hello, ladies. How you doing tonight?
Hey.
Hey,
ladies.
Hi there.
Hello. Welcome to Business Blitz. We are happy that you're on. We're excited that you took the time out tonight to join us. And I just want to jump right on in. So I'm going to start with you, Zakira. Now, I see that you are from New Jersey, which is my area. I'm from Philly,
yes.
And I spent some time in Jersey. And you made the move down to Atlanta. How was the move? And were you younger when you moved down? And how was the transition from New Jersey to Atlanta?
I was younger when I moved down here, and I moved down here with my parents.
I went to high school and college here in Atlanta. I actually attend Georgia State now, and this is my last semester. Woo-hoo, I'm ready to graduate. But, yeah, I actually love Atlanta. I love Atlanta, and I love New Jersey, but I wouldn't move back.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Now, nothing is wrong with Jersey. I mean, I'm not from Jersey. I just went to school in Jersey, so it's okay. I understand. So life down in Atlanta is great. I understand. I've been down to Atlanta a few times. I enjoy it every time I'm down there. Now,
yeah,
Megan, I see that you are an Atlanta native, born and raised. You know, how was life growing up in Atlanta?
You know, Atlanta is very welcoming, very Southern. Always got to say hi, and I'm really proud to be from here. I lived in California for a little bit due to my mother's job relocation, and that was a hard adjustment, but definitely sculpted me and definitely a culture shock. But Atlanta will always be my home.
Awesome, awesome.
Okay.
Now, ladies, I want to jump right in. Her Foundation, can you guys explain, you know, what made you guys come up with Her Foundation? What was the idea behind it? What was the motivating factor for you guys to start the organization?
Okay, so Her Foundation, it stands for His Elegant Rubies. And the reason why we came up with that name is to encompass the Proverbs 31 woman. So the background behind the organization, we deal with three different platforms, and our first platform is dealing with women development. So we want to bring back the actual meaning of what a woman is, how to carry yourself, how to go through trials and tribulations, how to get through those things. And then we bring in speakers who are more experienced to help the women go through those things. So we really go into group homes and shelters. We focus on the financial literacy portion, health and wellness, and then education as well. And then our second platform deals with young ladies who have absent fathers. So for the people who don't know, there's more than 20 million children in the world that grow up in fatherless homes. And the physical, there's more millions of people who have, who are without the emotional presence versus the physical presence. So Megan and I, we both know how it is to grow up with a father and grow without a father. So like me and my father, we're best friends now. Well, he's one of my best friends now, but growing up, I can't always say that he was there and that we had that bond. He was present, but he didn't really have a presence in my life. And then Megan can kind of speak on her relationship with her father.
Yeah, pretty much. Growing up, I always had a really great relationship with my dad, but just due to certain life choices that he made, it really impacted me. And I started to realize that and learn that later on as I grew older, which caused a spot of resentment and just learning unforgiveness. But just with my relationship with the Lord and honestly growing in that, it helped me to reflect what true Christ-likeship is and reflecting that in the relationship with my dad, which helped me to grow closer to him, to love him more, to forgive him and understand, you know, that he makes mistakes. So it's not perfect, but it's a growing everyday relationship that gets better and better. So, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. And then our third platform that we focus on is recognizing women in the community who are doing great things. And so we kind of noticed that there's some women who kind of look at success as competition, and we don't want it to be that way. Like, all women together, we create one big force, and it's very powerful for all of us to win and help each other to get to those peak points at where we're successful. So we definitely want to recognize other women in the community who are doing great things next to us. So those are the three platforms that we focus on.
Wow, that's really great. So I love the statement about the Her Foundation not being, you want to recognize women and not have it be competition. What are some of the ways that you are able to recognize women and it not be competitive or not garner or not stir up feelings of competition, because I know for me in the past, there have been situations where women have been recognized, and then it's almost like it increases the level of competition or the feelings of competition, because someone feels that they should have been recognized or someone else should have been recognized and not that person. So how do you stamp that out?
I believe that has a lot to do with the woman herself. You have to come to recognize, understand, and accept all that God created within you, the beauty that you have yourself, the God-given talents and abilities, and just enliven those and highlight on yourself, because it all stems, of course, within. So you have to recognize what you have inside of you to unlock that. It all starts with you, from jealousy to hatred, and then, like you said, the competition. That starts with the woman itself. So we strive to help young ladies and women around the world to just recognize and unlock those inner God-given talents and abilities that you have, while teaching the beauty of embracing her, you know?
Mm-hmm. And so have you guys ever dealt with, or can you talk about a situation where maybe it even had a deep impact on you to really help you even in the launch or the running of her foundation as far as dealing with competition, and talk about how you dealt with it?
Let's see. Actually, yeah, I can honestly say before we actually started our organization, we weren't too familiar with the 501c3 process. And so I asked someone for help with the process, and it was almost like she didn't want to help. And then, like, kind of looked at our platform and what we were going to do. And then it was almost like she wanted to take away from what we were doing and not necessarily help us get to where she was. And so how we dealt with it, we just went to one of our mentors that's in our network, and we got help from that person.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's tough. I mean, that's...
Yes.
It's really tough, but it's
dream killers.
I'm encouraged by that, because I think that it shows, I mean, it just speaks to exactly what your foundation is doing by empowering women. So I love that real life application of, you know, going to someone and instead of allowing that person to bring you down, you were able to turn that around and use it to be empowered. So I think that's awesome.
Thank you.
Yes. Yes. Now, I know I live in a different world inside my head. I don't know how that sounds, but I have no competition.
Here we go.
I'm saying, like, me personally, in my head, no matter what it is that I'm doing, there's no competition. Like, it's not that I feel as though I'm better than anyone or anything like that. I just don't have any sense of competition. I want everybody to eat. I want everybody to be successful. So I don't have any kind of feelings of competition. Even if people are doing the same exact thing that I'm doing, I'm going to help you. I mean, you're doing something, I'm here. I'm volunteering. I'm going to be there to help you be successful. And that's what you ladies are doing, and it is a great thing. And I know women, I've known women in my life, and sometimes they want to be the show, and they don't want to allow other women to have the show, and we know how that can be. But, you know, like, what you're doing is amazing when you take that power away from someone and say, listen, I'm not in any kind of competition with you. You're doing a great job with what you're doing. I want to honor you for what you're doing, and that goes a long, long way. Now, I want to jump over to the father's side. You know, you both talked a little bit about your relationships growing up with your fathers and, you know, how that has affected you in your life. You know, what kind of things can you help to teach these women about either having a father be present or the ones who don't have a father at all? Like, what kind of things can you teach them? And do you feel as though you ladies are equipped to teach them?
Well, honestly, our biggest thing is to help women understand the relevance and the importance of that relationship.
Right.
You know, as much as you can't do so much, you know, maybe they're in your all your capacity that you can do on your end. You know, there you do. It's a two-way street. But one thing to also remember is that even though there's the relevance and the importance with that relationship, that doesn't destine you or determine your life and where you are to go. There are things that happen in life and that could possibly, you know, affect us and just be another piece to our puzzle, but that doesn't shape who you are. And we really want to teach women and provide them with the knowledge that they can become more ethical than the society they grew up in, that they can be more than where they came from and who they came from. That's still meaning to celebrate them and love them even more as you grow to love yourself, but that does not determine, you know, your outcome of who you're to be in your life.
Right, I agree. I can also add to that, growing up, that father-daughter relationship, it kind of molds you in how you look at yourself as a person, like self-image, self-esteem,
right.
How you differentiate between the men that you date, things like that. So just to get people to understand that, a lot of people say, oh, there's single mothers out here, and, you know, I can raise my children on my own. I don't necessarily need their father. But in all actuality, young girls need their fathers. They really do.
Yes.
Amen.
And that it just sets the tone for, you know, when they get older. So our goal is to really mend those broken relationships. So this year we're actually rolling out a campaign called I Miss My Daddy, I Miss My Daughter. And the goal for that campaign is to go into these prisons where the fathers are incarcerated and get them to write letters to their daughters who, you know, haven't really spoken to them in a while and kind of start the process of mending those broken relationships.
Right.
Yes, that is amazing. Now, I know with me, I'm a father of, what am I? Five girls. I have five girls. And, you know, for me, it is very important for me to teach them the things that I want them to know as they grow up. So I know for a fact that when my daughters get older, the guys that they meet are going to have a tough time comparing mm-hmm. to me because I spoil the heck out my girls. I'm the king of chivalry. Chivalry is not dead, ladies and gentlemen. It is quite alive. And
amen.
I teach my boys how to open doors and manners and respect, and I teach my daughters to go up to a door and just stand there when I'm present because they know they're not supposed to touch those mm-hmm. doors, and they need to be treated that way. So I'm doing a thing, right? So with a woman that's growing up that does not have that, and, you know, because I see so much in this society now where the woman wants to be independent, especially women who grew up without fathers because they don't know what it is like for a man to treat them the way they're supposed to be treated because they didn't have that relationship with their father growing up. So if it's a woman out there that had no relationship with their father and they're just so stuck in their minds on being an independent woman and doing everything on their own, what kind of values can you help to teach them?
Let's see. What kind of values? That they should. You want to go ahead, Megan?
No, go ahead. I was listening to. I was thinking.
Okay, that they should respect them. They should respect themselves as women, and know that men should treat them. That's a tough question. That's a good question.
Yeah.
repeat the question.
Now, okay, so a woman that's growing up that doesn't have a father, no real male presence as a child growing up, and they are stuck in their minds as being independent and doing things on their own, mm-hmm. and like what kind of values can you teach them as far as, you know, the relationship that a daughter and a father has that she missed out on? You know, what kind of things can you teach her to let her know, like, it's okay to let men be men when it comes to that and stuff like that?
Okay. Let's see. Maggie, you want to take that one?
I was about to say, I would slap out Ruth and Naomi and Proverbs 31. I would be slapping out all these scriptures. But
that was scripture.
I mean, that's a tough one. I'm not going to lie. It really teach her the values.
Well, when God made Adam, you know, he made Eve, and it was definitely he made men and women to be one. So you can't be a whole as just a woman. Like you need a man to complete you in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
And also understanding that you are the missing rib. Like you hold that standard. That doesn't mean that, oh, well, you know, because some women are like, well, I don't need to do this or for the after a man or whatever. But that's to keep in mind that there's another, that you're a part of something. Just like Zakira said, going hand in hand with that, like you are one. You're a part of something. You're not just solely created to stand alone or be alone. And the Bible talks about that. It's not good for man to be alone. So, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
And also
that's
self-love, the importance of self-love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, self-love is definitely important. And I know one thing with me that, you know, sticks out to me a lot with you ladies is the fact that you go to the Bible, you go to the scripture, you go to the word, and it seems as though her foundation is based on the word of God. Now, can you tell me your relationships with God that has you in this place where, you know, you're pretty much going out here and spreading the good news through the gifts that you have and, you know, the works that you're doing with this organization. So can you tell me a little bit about your relationships with God?
Yeah, so I'll start. I can honestly say recently, like within the past year and a half, I've battled with this void of emptiness. And it was more so a void of emptiness and closeness, and I was looking for, like, love from my parents, my siblings, and even a man, and it just wasn't there. And I can honestly say one day I sat in my closet and I just started crying. I was crying for 2 hours, and I was just asking God, like, why do I feel this way? And I finally heard him say, no one can fill that void but me. It's only me. And so that's when I started, you know, developing my relationship with God, and walking the life of Christ and, you know, just trying to get better and closer with God. So that was my kind of turning point.
Yeah, I can say for me, I've grown up in church. Church has been a part of my life. Mind you, I say church. And, you know, you come to know God or know him by his name, but you're not truly in relationship with him. And it took some recent relationship issues probably about a year and a half ago that really, you know, I just really felt the Lord pulling and tugging on me, which he had been for a while, but, you know, you kind of get caught up in you want to do things your own way. But I knew I couldn't ignore my call anymore. I knew I couldn't ignore my passion, my love for him, and really just all that he had to offer. And it was pretty much like, you know, he's tapping me. He's like, come here. I want to show you this. I want you to come explore this. I got this for you. I got that for you. You know, when are you going to stop wasting time? So I got very, very serious. You know, and there were times where I would dip in and out, but I refused, and I said, there's no more. That's enough. There's no more compromising. And I really, truly came to understand the beauty of myself through my relationship with Christ. I'm coming more into myself. It's an everyday walk.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really just molding and shaping me. And to get excited, not only just about what God is doing in your life, but just who he is and what he has for you as far as who you're to be, not necessarily just possession or materialistic things. But that's what got me excited. And then just the simple fact, the amazing, astounding fact that he died for me. So I said, you know, and that really shaped my relationship with my father, my biological father. So, yeah.
Wow. So talk about how, what are some success stories from her foundation? What are you hearing in the community about things that people have said about the, about its impact?
Honestly, Zakira, and I'll say this, the biggest thing for me is it really just drives me and it warms my heart just to see how passionate other people are about what we're doing and just believing in what we're doing. Because, you know, sometimes you go through things of self-doubt or who's going to pay attention to what I'm doing? Like, who cares? But it's just so amazing to see how doors are open for you and just how hearts are open and other people are getting excited about who you are, what you're doing, what you're about, and just having that same passion.
Yeah, I agree. I can talk about a time where we actually partnered with the Partnership Against Domestic Violence a couple of months ago, and we went and we took a bunch of packages there for the women and children, and then we had like a coaching session, like a girl talk purpose session, and so before we left, one of the mothers wrote us a handwritten card, and she said, thank you for taking the time out to come and talk to us and bring us these bags. And she wrote a whole story about how her and her son came there on faith. And she was like, she was just so amazed at how we cared so much about them and we didn't even know them. And she said she hoped that we would come back again. So that really touched us. To know that somebody else, you know, was appreciative for us to come there where they were. So that was definitely a great impact on us.
Yeah.
Amazing. Now, you know, Megan, you hit on something when you were talking about, you know, how you feel about people being so passionate and so pretty much in love with what you're doing. And, you know, I want to take it to the scripture real quick myself. You know, everyone knows about Habakkuk 2:2. I don't know how to say it. Habakkuk, whoever he is. The yes, I can't say it right. It's okay. I'll admit it. I can't say it right. But everyone knows the scripture, right? The vision to make it plain. Everyone knows that saying. Everyone knows those words from the scripture. But, you know, what you touched on, Megan, is the rest of the scripture that people fail to know is even there, and that's write the vision and make it plain upon tables that he may run that readeth it. So it's pretty much saying that, you know, you guys have the vision of what you're doing, and those who see your vision, they are running with your vision because they see it's God. It's God's work. It's God's movement. And when your vision is in alignment with God and what he is calling you to do, people that see it are going to run with you. And that's how I know your organization is great. That's how I can see how great you guys are going to be in the many, many, many people lives that you are going to touch. And it is such a beautiful thing, I must say.
Thank you.
A beautiful thing. I'm sorry it's Tuesday. I'm not supposed to be preaching on a Tuesday. It's a Christian it's network. Right. Sometimes the Holy Spirit just takes the show over.
I was just about to say, what they used to say, let them use you, let them use you. It's all right. It's okay.
Right.
All right. Now, Zakira, I want to come over here to you. Now, I see in your bio, you know, that you are writing or have written a book. You know, what is the book about?
Okay, so the book is set to release May of this year, and it's titled Her 20-somethings. And so the book is actually a journal, and as well as a story. It just talks about some things that I experienced growing up, some things that I've been through, and then also some things that other people have experienced that are in their 20s. And then in the back of the book, it talks about there's 20 different quotes from 20 successful an impactful woman in the world that says things I know now that I wish I would have known in my 20s. The inspiration behind that was
growing up as a child, I really kept a lot of stuff bottled inside of me, and I never liked talking about anything. I would literally just deal with everything on my own. So the book for me is really therapy. It's therapeutic, and I know that it will help another young lady who's been through the same thing as me. So that's where that came from.
That is amazing. That is so amazing. And I love the fact that our transparency, our trials, the things that we go through in our lives can be used for a great thing. You know, the things that we just thought we could not get through, things that just completely mm-hmm. broke us down, we can use that to help someone else. Because I don't know why we do it, but when we go through certain things, we always get into that mentality, oh, my gosh, why am I going through this? No one else is going through this. It's only me.
Yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm.
But someone else is going through it.
Yeah. I used to look at things like being so minute, like everything that I went through. I'm like, oh, I don't need to talk about it. You know, somebody else is going through something way totally different and worse than what I'm going through. But, you know, everything that you go through, there's somebody out there that's going through that exact same thing that needs to hear your story to help them. So that's how I had to begin to look at it.
That is a fact. That is a fact. If mm-hmm. someone is going through something mm-hmm. right now that you went through, and, you know, if you don't put it out there and let them know, listen, I went through this, I went through that, I got through it. How? The grace of God, of course. But, you know, it's a way to get through it, and that help. I always look at it as I'm a sports guy, you know, so I look at it like this. If you are somebody that wants to play football and you want to be the best football player in the world and you go to a baseball coach to ask him to teach you how to play football, he's not going to be able to mm-hmm. teach you anything because he doesn't know anything
right.
about it. But if you go to that mm-hmm. football coach that's experienced, that knows about it, they can help you in so many great ways that the baseball coach obviously can't. And that's the same thing with life. If you're going through depression, you don't want to go to someone who didn't deal with depression and didn't
right.
deal with the same things that you're going through. It's those stories where people overcome something that you're going through, which can motivate you and inspire you to get through the same thing. So I love it. I love transparency. Transparency saves souls. That's what
definitely.
I know. And I can't wait for May for the release of the book. I hope we're having another book signing and book release down in Atlanta so I can have another excuse to come down.
Yes,
that
will
is,
be one.
That is definitely amazing. Now, Megan, I want to come over here to you. Now, this is an entrepreneurship show, and you ladies have
this
amazing organization, Her Foundation. But you also are the owner of 10 Down Boutique. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, sir. 10 Down Boutique is an online shoe boutique. Really just strives off of the beauty of confinement and showing women the access, the easy access and efficiency and the beauty of confining. And everything, as you always know, through fashion and amongst other things, it's always getting recycled around. It's always coming back from boyfriend jeans to ripped mom jeans to afros and the natural hair. Natural hair is not old. So just the beauty of having women be able to consign footwear that they have, whether it's heels or flats or boots, and earning a profit off of that. And for the next woman looking to purchase, just showing the efficiency of price and cost, and also some of the efforts of it going towards Her Foundation as well. So it's fun being an entrepreneur, definitely a growing process. But, yeah, that's 10 Down.
Wow. So talk about what Her Foundation has coming up in the immediate future. Any special community events that you all have going on? Or I know
yes.
I was talking to Zakira a couple of days ago, and she said, oh, well, we're going to be in California 1 week, and sounds like you guys are
for a little
are keeping.
Maybe we can there.
Yeah, so right now, the month of January, we're doing a campaign called 31 Days of Her Gratitude. And so for every month of January, we're gifting a woman spontaneously, a gift that we have. So we have an Eventbrite page set up right now where people can go on and register for a certain day. And we're actually almost sold out. We've been doing really good. So thank you to everyone who's already sponsored a gift. But to register for the campaign for January, it's www.hergratitudechallenge.eventbrite.com. And then February 15th, we're going to a girls' group home in Atlanta to do a vision board session with a group of girls there. So we have that going on. And then our official launch fundraiser is going to be February 27th here in Atlanta from 2 to 5 at 444 Highland, which is one of our partners for the event. And then we're rolling out the I Miss My Daddy and I Miss My Daughter campaign. So we're very excited about that. And Megan, did you want to add anything to that?
The potential factor of us going and traveling at the end of this year, possibly the very beginning of next year, somewhere overseas and just helping out and doing a nice missionary trip and meeting needs over across seas and getting that started.
Yeah, so our ultimate vision for her foundation is not just Atlanta, because this organization is definitely bigger than us. So we definitely want to go overseas. Our first location is going to be Malawi, and our goal is to, within the next 5 years, is to build a group home over in Malawi for young ladies who don't have parents over there, and to make sure that they're fully equipped with education, all the women cares that they need, people over there to talk to them about health and wellness, finances, everything like that. So it's going to be a home for at least 20 girls.
Wow.
So that's an ultimate vision.
Awesome. That is really, really awesome. So, you know, I have to give our shameless plug because, you know, that's what we do. that's just kind of what we do. But I think that it's so important for people to realize that we can all have our own business. We can all have different foundations. We can all, you know, even, I don't have to be a business owner. I might be in corporate America, but I might have what you need. And so, you know, as you all move forward, I just want you all to know that for one, I love you all. I love what you're doing.
We love you too.
We love you too.
I think it's needed. I think it's empowering. It's encouraging beyond the scope of what you all can even see right now. And so even though you have amazing dreams, I believe that God is about to really blow your mind. And he's about to start opening doors for you for things that you haven't even dreamt up yet. So the things that you are, he's positioning you for some various things that you don't even see yet and you don't even sense yet. But I'm just here to tell you all that everything that you're doing right now is in preparation for something so much greater than what you have right now. And it's not just for you. It's for everyone else. But he's got to get you all in position right now. And so those tough times that you experience, hold on and learn from those tough times and use those tough times to keep maturing and keep growing. And just like the lady that wouldn't help you to start the foundation from the very beginning, remember what that feels like and remember that there's someone else out there that needs that from you. So I just want to encourage you all to just keep going, keep pushing ahead. And when you get those naysayers that think that this is not something that's needed, or you get the questions like, ooh, who do these 20-something-year-old girls think they are? You don't respond to them. You don't say anything to them. You show them what God has given you. You are gifted and anointed for this very thing. God has gifted and anointed you for this very thing. And so be encouraged. If there's anything that we can do for you, you let us know. And the Well Women's Ministry wants to partner with you all, so we need to discuss that offline.
Yes,
so that we can, so that we can work together, because we are definitely about empowering and encouraging women as well. And I believe that, you know, God is orchestrating something. So I just wanted to encourage you, ladies. And I'll ask my question after our commercial break. So we're going to go to a quick break right now. I know you all hear Bishop Paul Morton in the background. But you are currently listening to Business Blitz with a little bit of mix of Commission by Submission on a Tuesday night. Right here on the Melting Pot Radio Network with your host, Daniel Trawick, and me, Danny Wright. We'll be right back.
Oh, you're gonna run and not be weary. You're gonna walk and not faint. Oh, the best is on the way. I see you eagle, I see you flying high. And I know you may think that you have, but God told me to tell you, you gotta keep on fighting, keep on praying. You ain't seen nothing yet.
Thank you all for tuning into Business Blitz on this Tuesday night. As you know, on the Melting Pot Radio, we are a host of different shows with different flavors. And each and every Monday night, we have Spit Game, our sports talk show at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tuesday nights, we have Business Blitz at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Wednesday night, we have Commissioned by Submission, our Christian talk show at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Moving to a new time slot in the new year of 2016, we have the show with Big TJ and Monty, the Sportologist, Saturday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and on Sunday nights, the great night, No Box Thinking Radio with Jonathan Kegler at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which he brings transformational talk, motivational talk, inspirational, Christian talk. He just brings it all and just has no box thinking. You know, he doesn't think outside of the box. He burns the box. There is no box. So you just do that thing your own way. And I just love the fact that we are continuing to grow into the new year. I'm excited. And you can always follow us on Twitter at MeltingPotRN, the gram at Melting Pot Radio Network. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/ The Melting Pot Radio Network. And we're looking to book guests throughout this year. You can email us at meltingpotradionetwork@gmail.com. And again, I thank you all for your support. And let's continue to grow. Now, let's get back to these amazing ladies. Ladies, are you on the line?
Yes,
we're here.
Okay, awesome, awesome. Now, I would like to ask you both this question. You know, can you name one extremely defining moment that you had with a woman that just pushed you and just convicted you to just keep moving forward and keep pushing and keep doing what you're doing?
Let's see. I can't say personally, like, face-to-face conversation. But one thing I can remember, we recently attended the Gathering Oasis of Heather Lindsay and Cornelius Lindsay singles retreat in Florida back in October, which mm-hmm. was definitely a life-changing experience. And Heather Lindsay, man, I mean, she just allowed God to really just wreck us and really just pour into us. So it was definitely defining for me because, like I said, I was wrecked and then put back together all again. So, yeah.
I can say, so there's been times that I felt like giving up and then saying, like, why am I doing this or something like that. And every time I have that thought, I promise you it never fails. I either get a direct message on Instagram, a text message, a Facebook post or a call with somebody saying how they see my grind and how they see what I'm doing and how they see how I'm passionate about everything I have going on. And that really just fuels me to keep going because at that point, to me, it's like it's bigger than me. It's way bigger than me. What I'm doing has nothing to do with me. It's helping somebody else. So I have to keep going. I can't stop. And it would be selfish of me to, you know, want to quit or want to stop and not continue the calling that God has on my life. So that was really – those are my defining moments.
Wow. So – I can't believe we're almost to the end of the show, but I want you guys to talk a little bit about what advice would you give your younger self? Looking back, what would you tell your younger self, knowing what you know now?
Honestly, I would tell my younger self, don't worry about what nobody else thinks or what they're doing. Just mm-hmm. keep God in mind and you keep going. I believe a lot of times I struggled and dealt with the thoughts of others and opinions. I mean, I definitely think, you know, it's vital to keep in mind the image that you set, but that should not define who you are or where you are going. It got to the point where I would stress myself out. But that's what I would tell myself is don't worry about other people, what they say about you, who they say you are. You worry about who God says you are.
Mm. Love it. I would tell my younger self to make me happy. When I was younger, I would always do things to make other people happy, and sometimes that would make me miserable. So I would tell myself, you know, do things to make me happy. And then I will also tell myself three words, let it out. Because, you know, younger I kept everything bottled up inside of me and it's not good. It's not healthy. And it becomes frustrating and it causes depression and it's not a good place. So just let it out and talk to somebody.
Wow. I think that's very important. I know from my personal experience just dealing with depression and some other stuff, it's just a trick of the enemy to keep us silent. So I'm a firm believer in letting it out. So I also, you know, I love asking people that, you know, and just finding out because inevitably someone is listening that could use that advice right now. And even if it's not your younger self, maybe it's someone that's older that's just in a different place in their life and they just need to hear that. So thank you, ladies, for being vulnerable with us. So we are, as we close out every show, we always ask our guests on commission. I'm sorry, look, I'm calling it commission by submission, so on Business Blitz, we always ask them, our guests, a couple of questions in closing. So, Daniel, you want to ask these lovely ladies our closing questions?
All right, I sure will. Megan, I'm going to start with you. Then, Zakira, you can follow. Now, the questions that we ask, if you listen to the show already, you should know. So, one thing. Two questions. What is your favorite quote that you live by, and what advice would you give an entrepreneur that's looking to be an entrepreneur, someone that's in it? What kind of advice could you give them as far as being an entrepreneur?
My favorite quote. Oh, man. I have a couple. Can I give like three?
Sure, go ahead.
And some of them may be Megan May, so just bear with me here. You must do you. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
You must do you. My second favorite would be, this is more so kind of like a quote question, but, and if I asked you to name all the things that you love, how long would it take for you to name yourself?
Mm.
That just helps me to really emphasize and really just take a moment and think and just love yourself and how great you are. And then lastly, but definitely not least, probably one of the greatest is Jesus thinks I'm to die for. And that really just speaks volumes for me. So those are my top three. As far as the advice I would give for an entrepreneur, don't give up. It's not about what you think you have to offer. And people are not the judge of that, but just allow yourself to naturally flow and understand that it's not about you. Everything that we have to offer, all that God has instilled within us, is not for us. It's not. It's for the next person or thousands of people or the entire world. But to keep going and just understand it's not for you. And yeah.
Awesome. Zakira?
Okay. So my favorite quote would be, your mission is more important than your condition. And what I think that means is what you want to do has to be more important than what you want to do. So like Megan said, you know, it's bigger than you. What you feel like you want to do is nothing compared to God's calling and the purpose that he has over your life. So whatever circumstances you're going through is nothing compared to the mission that you have and the purpose that you have over your life. So that's my favorite quote. Your mission is more important than your condition. And then the piece of advice that I would give would be to keep going. If you fail, keep going. You know, there's tons of success stories about people who failed thousands of times before they even succeeded. So just keep going and know that there's definitely a finish line. So if you fail, if you fall, get back up and just keep going.
Amen. Now, with failing, guys, I want everyone to listen to this. You know, failure is not failing if you keep going. It's just a lesson learned. You only fail when you give up. When you give up, then you're a failure.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you fail. But any other time, if you just keep going, keep pushing forward, keep moving forward, and know that you have the goal in mind, it's just lessons learned. That's all it is. So I love the advice, ladies.
Yeah.
Now, oh, gosh. I don't like when the show goes off. I want to talk more, but I don't want to talk more. I don't know how that works. But, you know, ladies, can you please give – everyone, your social media information, how they can contact you, how they can find her foundation, Megan, how they can find 10 Down Boutique, all the information.
Yes, yes. Well, you can, of course, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Her Foundation, Inc., HERFOUNDATIONINC. Also, check out our website at www.herfoundationinc.com. And also feel free to contact us via email at info@herfoundationinc.com. For 10 Down Boutique, you can also follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at the number 1010 Down Boutique.
Awesome.
Awesome. Well, ladies, thank you so much again for joining us tonight. And
thank you for having us.
Yeah.
For having us.
Very excited to see what God has next for you all and all the things that He's going to do. And once again, we definitely look forward to having both of you back on when you're done with your book, when you launch another business, and when you start to travel overseas, all of that kind of stuff. So thank you again, and God bless in all that you do.
Thank you so much, you guys. Have a great night. Have a great night.
Have a great night. Appreciate you guys for taking the time out. And just one thing I want to say in closing, ladies, if you ever need a father who can talk to women, I would love to do it because I love my baby girls.
Oh,
we'd
love to have you.
Yes, baby.
I love my baby girls. And I can talk about stuff for days. I have girls ranging ages 5 to 16. So trust me. I know it. I'm going crazy. 16 and 15-year-old girls are driving me insane, but
wow.
I love them.
Yeah.
That's what they do. I don't know how. But, yes, please always, you know how to find me. I would love to talk to some woman about a father because I know I done been there. I see how it is. I have friends who grew up without fathers, and I have friends who grew up with fathers, and, you know, it's slight differences that you can see in their makeup that revolves around their father. So please, if you ever need me, use me. I'm here to be used. My mission statement for my life, Lord, send me, I'll go. Plain and simple. So if you need me, I'm here.
Amen.
All right.
Love it. Thank you so much.
All right.
We will.
Thank you
again,
Dave.
Thank you, ladies. Now, you guys have a great, great night.
You too.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Miss Zakira Ficklin and Megan Harrington of Her Foundation. What a great show. What a great interview. Please go support, especially if you're down in Atlanta, if you're doing any events. Take your time. Go volunteer by any way possible. Just be a blessing to someone else because, as you've heard plenty of times on the show tonight, it is not about you. It is not about what you want to do. It's not about what you think. It's about being out there and touching someone else and being a blessing to someone else. And that's what God wants. He wants us to love each other. And there's no competition. Just go out and love each other and just continue to be a blessing to others. Everyone, I love you. We will see you tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with Pastor Sean Edmonds of Philadelphia at the Faith Center Church. And he's one of the young pastors out here in the city, fastest growing churches out here in the city. I had the pleasure of being at a conference that he was teaching. And my God, the spirit in this brother is real. And I can't wait to have him on tomorrow night. So you guys all have a great night. Enjoy. I love you. We'll be right back.